Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis is on the line for Campus Connection on this Thursday, December 6th. I'm Kelly Burley, and Burns, the Pokes will be ringing the Liberty Bell, not in Philly, but in Memphis.
That's right. We're going to the Liberty Bowl and taking on an old Big 12 teammate, the Missouri Tigers. It's on New Year's Eve in the house, the home of the Blues, so it ought to be a fun evening.
Let's turn to respiratory health, Burns, and OSU's new effort on that front.
That's right. A group of Oklahoma researchers has recently received a about $2.16 million grant from the federal government to investigate the causes of RSV, which is a respiratory virus. We're part of a team that includes also scientists from the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation and the OU Health Sciences Center. RSV strikes all ages, but can particularly cause pneumonia in infants and older people. And so finding a cure for this would be great. It is very common, but little is known of why the contagious cold-like virus differs so dramatically between children and adults. OSU Chemical Engineering Professor Heather Follenkamp is co-principal investigator on the project. Dr. Follenkamp developed a 3D cell model that can mimic a human lung, and researchers hope that this model will help better understand and combat RSV.
Burns, our next OSU topic combines innovation and bubble gum. What's that all about?
Yeah, I know, that's right. It's called BubbleCom. BubbleCom actually is the winner of this year's Food Product Innovation Competition. The event, I don't know what makes it calm. I haven't asked. You need to read the label, I suppose. But the event is hosted by the OSU Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. The competition is open to all college students from across Oklahoma. And there were 13 new food products that were unveiled at last month's event. Oklahoma students Walter Bowser and Will Petty won first place with their BubbleCom. It's an all-natural, anxiety-relieving bubble gum. So there you go. There were some other products that were very creative and very creative names, like Hot Hooves, sweet and spicy ice cream. And second, yeah, I'm not kidding. Third place went to Just Wing It for three hot sauces made from homegrown peppers and custom flavors. And there were others. There was the Pollinator Pumpkin Puffs and Queso on the Go. I'm not sure how you do that. And gluten-free cricket powder bread. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of creativity goes into it.
Finally, Burns, OSU marked the arrival of a unique campus sculpture this week.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We unveiled on Tuesday the second sculpture on campus by Alan Hauser, who is a very famous sculptor who passed away in the 90s. He's a Chiricahua Apache from Oklahoma. And does just wonderful work. On Tuesday, we dedicated a new sculpture called Abstract Orange. It's the perfect fit for OSU. It's the perfect orange for the America's Brightest Orange. It's located on the north side of the City Union Plaza, which is a higher side, so it is very prominent. Alan Hauser has done so many great works, and we are very honored to have this piece given to us by James Pickle, who is a real civic leader in Oklahoma City, an alum of Oklahoma State University, and a real patron of the arts. So thanks so much to you, James, and also to Janine and Ron Halsey, who gave Singing Heart.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.